ask you about the jumper first and foremost. Heard a bit about it then, but what are your thoughts about it?
I think I really like it. It's sort of, it's not like anything Carlton's done before. As I said before, it's obviously paying homage and respects to Carlton as a suburb and as a whole, and it's really a jumper for the people of Carlton, our supporters, our members. So obviously the navy blue symbolises, you know, the suburb. So I think to be able to pull this on, especially against Essendon, is really significant for the club.
What stood out in the review of the Melbourne game from the weekend, Jack?
We've still got to do the review today, so I think it'll be, obviously, we really lost chances, really. It was obviously disappointing. The outcome of the game, we had a sniff there and weren't able to build it, but with a young group, we'll build that consistency, and hopefully in years to come and throughout the year, we'll be able to finish off games like that.
And then whether you saw much of the vision after the match, Bolts was very animated in the box. He tends to hide his reaction behind behind his mouth. What did he have to say post-match? Was he an angry man?
No, I think it was pretty much that. Obviously, Bolts is a great educator coming from a teaching background. And I think it's more sort of learning. It's a learning process with us. Obviously, a young group turning over 28 players in the past 2 years. With experience, we'll be able to finish off those games. And obviously, it's got to sting a bit, but we'll be able to, you know, build from this, grow and take it into games to come for the rest of the season.
You've spoken to Patrick Cripps about how his jaw is?
I think, you know, it's obviously a little bit sore. He's got that hairline fracture in his jaw, but I'll back him into play this week. He's a pretty tough individual, Cripper, so he should be right.
The way Melbourne went about the game, that physicality, is that something you welcome as an opposition player, or did they step over the line, do you think?
No, I don't think they stepped over the line. Obviously, they'll have a few blokes missing through suspension, but I like to think as a club we handled it pretty well. We flew the flag when boys went down, and I think that's a really good sign of the unity we have as a team. Obviously, we just flew the flag for Cripper when he went down, and it sort of carried on throughout the rest of the day. So I think it's not something you shy away from, that physicality, because it's a part of our game and it's what supporters and fans and players love. So I think, it was a really good sign to see that we flew the flag for our boys. And, I think that's all positive, really.
When you hobbled off, there was a shot of your mum in the stands. She looked a bit concerned. Did you get a laugh out of that? Are you giving a few grey hairs?
Yeah, I told her to sack the binoculars. I said they weren't a great look. So, she was a bit worried. She said, had I been off for another 2 minutes, she probably would have come down the rooms. And I said, if you did that, I would have been pretty off yet, to be honest. So I told her to sack the binoculars. And if I'm walking off, I'm fine. If I'm stretched off, then you can come down.
So you pulled up all right. Was it a hip or a thigh?
Yeah, so I just got a knee to the sort of lower back glute region. So obviously, yeah, all good.
The challenge against the Bombers, it's one you obviously relish and look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that the Bombers are coming off two really good wins against the Hawks and the Lions over there. So I think for us, it presents another challenge and we'll be embracing it with open arms. Obviously, the Essendon-Carlton rivalry is something that, you know, we've come to expect over the years as something really hot and fierce contest. So it won't add any more significance to the game. It will just approach it as per, but another challenge awaits us and we're looking forward to it.
The Lygon Street Cafe culture, boys, you four wobble down here a bit, do you?
Yeah, Charlie loves it here. You see him down here quite often. He's got a few dates that he tends to bring around this way, so it's more his way of going, Charlie, I think.
Is that
true?
No, that's not true. No, Jack tends to come down here and let everyone know he's from the Savani family, so looks up a few dates also.